We missed, well, not missed. Yesterday was so heavy. We had so much to get to, and the Golden Globes took a lot of the oxygen out of the room. So there's a lot of TV we didn't even get to talk about, including a rather surprisingly good outing of SNL.
Yes, lots of laughing out loud, Jeez.
I did. Colin Matheson notched a few laughs on the old calendar. I know. Lex, I know, let's go to your pick first. This was one of their great pre-recorded bits. What was this one about?
It was about murder shows, and the wives could not wait for their husbands to leave, and they're like, oh, please, just go. And then they turn on the TV and watch their murder shows, which I think was so relatable because we do pretty much the same exact thing. And, of course, it's a really funny music video.
I have it, so perfect. Here we go.
All right, I'm going to head out.
Okay, have fun.
What are you going to do?
I don't know, just finish up work and relax.
Okay, well, don't miss me too much.
I will.
All right, bye.
Finally, he's gone. I have the whole night to unwind
and do a little self-care.
The only way I know how.
I'm gonna watch a murder show, I'm gonna watch a murder show. Netflix, Showtime, HBO, and Daylight. Murder show, I'm gonna watch a murder show. YouTube, Hulu, that's my favorite thing to do.
Twin sisters got killed on a cruise in the Bahamas. I'm gonna have to watch it while I fold my pajamas.
Severed limbs found on a beach in Chula Vista, but I just kinda stare while I eat a piece of pizza.
Somebody's and do an autopsy.
Boring.
Wake me up when it's Munchausen by proxy.
Bodybuilder chopped up an old lady.
I watch it while I text my sister about her baby.
Murder show, every type of murder show. Late night true crime, this is my relaxing time. Murder show, I'm gonna watch a murder show.
Where they found a cheerleader's head in an old coal mine. I watch it while I pay my taxes online.
Satanic killer on the loose in Texas. And I'm on Insta keeping taps on my exes.
Cannibals who cut out people's flesh and they boil it. I watch it all while I sit on the toilet.
Six pretty girls got scalped at the prom. I watch it in the background while I FaceTime my mom.
And as soon as I'm done, I listen to a podcast about the same show I just watched, cause now I'm coming down the rabbit hole. I hope for a body count, like 6 or 7, a really high body count, 10 or 11, 15, 16, now it's getting interesting. If it's not at least 20, then girl, he ain't worth it.
What the hell?
Oh, good.
Yes.
So good. So like, good.
When they put it that way, like there's a head, there's all these bodies. You're like, why do we go to that?
Oh,
it's true.
My God. I don't know
I don't
what it
understand.
Is.
And then we research it, too.
Yes.
What is your fascination with true crime?
Oh,
I don't get it.
It's so relatable to me because my mother and my mother-in-law on Friday, I talk about this.
Uh-huh.
She loves Dateline, like Dateline in 2020, where it's always the damn spouse. I tell her, I'm like, you know who did it. It's the husband.
Yeah, it's always the husband.
She's buried under the doghouse, and it's the husband. The end.
Because you're listening to true crime podcasts all the
yes.
time.
Yes. True, I do all the time.
What is the fascination? I don't get it.
I don't know.
And how come it's only women? I don't understand it.
It's weird. I don't have an explanation for it either. But that's what I listen to when I drive when I'm working out. I listen to
really?
Yes.
Oh, and she was found bludgeoned 87 times with a kitchen fork.
Really? Faster.
Because you're right. My father-in-law couldn't care less. You know what I mean? When she's watching him, he'll watch it. But he's not my mom or my. I mean, Dar. If you could plop her down in front of Investigation Discovery, that network, which is all true crime, you wouldn't see her for 4 days.
Oh, she just watched. And don't talk to her either.
No,
because that's
no.
the other thing. When Anjo comes up and I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, oh, I got some time. This is great. I'm fully immersed in this story, and he's like, what what happened to that person? I'm like, just go away.
Just go away.
You should be watching. I don't want to sit here and just tell you the whole dang story. Me time. Go away.
MC likes it too. It's not just girls.
No.
Yeah.
So my pick, it's becoming a recurring skit that just love, the Dionne Warwick talk show. Cause you know, Dionne is so funny on Twitter. She just calls people out. She's like, why are you the weekend with no E's? Like, you know, just call him. So Nick Jonas was the host. And so Nick is the guest on the Dionne Warwick talk show. And this is one of Colin Notched laugh out loud. So here's a little bit of there's a little naughty bit in there about going downtown. But, you know, we're all adults here. I think we can all handle it. Take a listen.
Last question is so
funny. Oh, Lex, that's when I died laughing. Listen to this.
Fantastic. Well, my next guest is the reason all my assistants got blowouts today. Please welcome Nick Jonas.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Explain yourself.
I'm Nick Jonas. I'm a coach on The Voice.
Yeah. I have heard that you are the most boring coach, even though one of the other coaches is John Legend. How is that possible?
I don't know.
Now, you have a song, What a Man Gotta Do. What's that about? Going downtown?
He's got to do it.
I can't argue with you there.
Now, what is cake by the ocean? Who the hell want to eat a sandy cake?
Well, that's my brother's song, but some people say it's a euphemism for sex on the beach.
Okay, well, now I like your ass.
All right. Again, not my band.
All right, now, do you and your brothers ever fight?
Sometimes.
Could you fight Wendy Williams for me?
I don't think so.
Okay, last question. Your wife looks like this. Now show us your penis.
I'm not gonna do that.
All right. Well, thank you for being here.
She's like, oh, no.
She holds up a picture of his wife. Now show us your penis.
How long have they been doing that bit? That's good.
Like 3 weeks, three different times, I think, or four times.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh gosh, she's good. Oh,
and she's got the whole thing, the wig, the teeth, the just
everything.
She sings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, now it's
from the moment
animals.
I wake up. She's so good. Oh god. And yeah, like right here, you get a bird is squawking in the background and then she starts singing. Here we go.
Audience, okay, we are at the best part of the show. Go ahead and look under your seats. Everybody gets up.
The moment I wake up.
It's tickets to the Dionne Warwick talk show.
That's right. See you tomorrow.
It's so good. It's actually one of the better skits of this cast of this season. It's good. Oh gosh.
She's a new cast member.
Yeah. Oh god, here's a picture of your wife. Show us your penis.
And he's like, no.
No. Cake so by the ocean. Lex, who wants to eat a sandy cake?
He's like, again, not my song.
So what's the real Warwick say about this? Does she know?
Oh, she
about
loves it. TMZ had a react. Yeah, she tweeted. She loves it, but she thinks they can even kick it up a notch. Oh, good.
That's good.